This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big annual event happening this weekend at the Douglas County Fairgrounds Umpqua Gem and Mineral Club 54th Annual Rock and Gem Show Saturday and Sunday. Jason Jacobus, the main organizer, on with us. Jason, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Well, I know this thing is a big deal to you guys. Talk about what's going to happen over the weekend, what people could see.
So this is probably the biggest show we're putting on in the 54 years. We're going to have 42 different vendors at the venue. And the layout's going to be completely different, just a lot of different changes within the show. So we're excited to bring those on. We're going to have most of the club stuff up front and center. So the display cases, the membership, the kids zone, all that, it's going to be up front and center so people can come and enjoy, the things that the club have to offer. And I think that's one of the big things is the rock hounding in the Pacific Northwest is very popular. We live in a very nice area where we can rock hound. So we're just trying to get more people interested in the hobby and join the club so we can, you know, go on field trips, learn how to polish the rocks you have and all those different things.
So what is it about the Umpqua Valley that gives us this advantage of essentially more availability of checking these things out?
It's just the you've got the riverbeds with the agates and the petrified wood and the jaspers. You can head over to, you know, Central Oregon, and you've got thunder eggs and obsidian and more petrified wood. And, you know, you can go down south, and we've got the sunstones and opals and various things down there. And then, you know, you go up into Washington and you've got really nice petrified wood and just a whole bunch of different types of material that you can then cut, polish, and do stuff with.
And for the club itself, talk about how that works, how you get people connected, how big you are, et cetera.
Yeah, so we have a little over 100 people, and we meet on the second Wednesday of each month, except for July and in December, because we have other events on those dates. And within the club, we have a little program meeting, and then when that, we have a members-only Facebook page where you learn about where we're going on field trips and things like that as you become a member of the club. And it's just to, you know, get people together with similar things that, you know, similar tastes and what they want to do.
And what's the age range people in the club?
So we do have a junior club, so we like to start it at about third grade. But if you're a young person is really wanting to be in it, as long as the parent's in the room with the child, they can start at a younger age. And then it goes, you know, we have life members that are older.
We'll just put it that way. Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly.
So at the fairgrounds, which building are you in this weekend?
So we're going to be in Douglas Hall. There is an admission to get in. It's $3, and kids 12 and under with a parent will get in free. So we'll be there from 9 to 5 on Saturday and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. There'll be plenty of stuff to do in there because, like I said, we'll have 42 vendors to have you check their stuff out.
All right, so good opportunity to people to learn all about it and see what's out there in the Umpqua Valley. Pretty fascinating. A lot of interest in that around here. Anything else people ought to know about the show or the club?
No, just, you know, it's going to be a fun event. We do have some free kid rock hunts that we'll be doing. And so that's available for them. We'll have display cases they can check out, and then more information on how to join the club and get involved.
All right, Jason Jacobus from the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club. Again, the 54th annual Rocket Gym Show Saturday and Sunday out at the fairgrounds. Jason, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Appreciate you.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.